going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Happy Friday. Here comes the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's 7:07. Megan Hard. Woo! Yeah. Blow off some steam. The weekend. Lots of things going on this weekend. Indeed. Enjoy, enjoy. Plenty of warm, very warm weather. So, just remember that. Back to the old days. The sweaty crack days of summer. No? Don't go there?
Don't do crack.
It's a personal thing? Okay. Everybody sweats a little more, like, someplace in their body. I'm like a head and crack guy. Yeah? My son's a... His feet. He was the kid that had the stanky feet, man. Bad. Oh, yes, he was clean. He showered regular and that.
Hope y'all are enjoying your breakfast conversation with Bob.
Here. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, just saying.
I didn't mean to interfere with your consumption of a hot dog.
I didn't mean me.
Oh.
I mean the people.
The people?
Yeah.
That's Friday. I do what I want.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
You can eat later. Yeah. A little fasting probably do you good if you're an American.
Yeah, probably so. We were having that conversation before the show, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be wearing my fat pants again soon, man.
For guys, it's like you put on the jeans.
That's the barometer.
It's like, oh, these fit 3 days ago.
Oh, yeah. Bet you. Like, you look fine. You're obsessed or whatever. I said, when the pants don't fit, there's a problem. Anyway.
The fats don't fit. The sugar you quit.
Oh.
On to something here.
I think RFK Jr. might just steal that from you.
Yeah, you're
right. We've talked about this gender dysmorphia, dysphoria, I guess is the right, yeah. You know, and the thing that really I think most people can agree with is don't mess with this stuff when a kid is still a kid. Because children are known to change their minds, thoughts, behaviors. It's called growing up. It's called maturing. And it could be a number of things. You know? You know what? Let me give you an example. So, you know, your kid's like in first grade. And he gets a crush on a little girl. And she kind of likes him too. Yeah. Well, obviously the kids know best. You need to immediately get those two hitched. Right?
If you're going down that logic,
well, yeah.
Making lifetime decisions at the age of 6.
I mean, why would you mess with a child's gender when they're a child? Are you just, as an adult, going to make, hey, yeah, little Billy, I saw him. He put those high heels on. It's pretty clear he wants to be a girl. We're going to fix that. We're going to fix it good. Fix it now. So that's obviously a concern. Because kids do. They grow up. They change their minds. That's why they're minors. That's why they're in the care of an adult.
Remember when we used to have just tomboys? You know?
Yeah.
And they still were a girl. And they liked being a girl. They were just a tomboy.
Yeah. Well, now they want to, you know, turn them into Tom.
Exactly.
So what does that have to do with selling tennis shoes, sneakers, whatever you like to call them?
That's a good question.
Nike, and I mentioned this the other day. Oh, it was Martina Navratilova who actually mentioned it on X.
Yep.
About Nike and what they were doing, and it was the first I'd heard of it. But here's what I have now. Nike's latest move in the identity politics arena isn't a flashy ad campaign. It's a quiet 5-year corporate-backed study examining how puberty blockers and hormone therapy affect athletic performance in transgender-identifying kids. What's the goal? To see if medically transitioning boys early enough could close the performance gap between males and females in sports. You think that's crazy and wacky? They're really doing that.
They're supposed to just be selling shoes.
Yeah, and clearly this because whether you sell shoes to boys or girls, they're, Nike has a pretty good markup. They're making money either way. You're not going to wear different shoes necessarily per se. So why is it? Because they like to get involved in that whole identity politics garbage, quite frankly. And they raise a question, is it ethical or even safe to alter children's development to achieve parity in sports? And don't think for a minute that there won't be parents who will say, little Joey is a heck of a tennis player. He actually might do very well playing tennis. But just think, if we could turn Joey into Josie.
Now he, she could really dominate.
Right. Theoretically.
Theoretically.
But
if the talent.
Well, and we've seen it. We've seen it with the Leah Thomas.
Yep. Swimming. Yep.
Yeah. A mediocre male swimmer. Still good enough to swim in a D1 college school or Ivy League.
But not on the top of the list.
Not at the top.
No.
But he rose to the top when he decided he was a she. So don't kid yourself. Parents that push their kids, you know, in athletics, really, or anything else, but in this case, it would be athletics. If little Johnny can become little Susie, how much does that increase the chances for a scholarship and all that?
Right. That's just sick, isn't it?
It really is. And the whole idea behind this thing is, they would want to be studying, looking for, maybe even paying for some of it. I don't know all the nomenclature of how this is going to be done, but they would want younger and younger participants.
Uh-huh.
Because remember, they want to say, how far back do you have to go? They know for sure that you'd have to be before puberty. That's like an easy one. You wouldn't have to study that.
But they've kind of come to the conclusion recently, younger and younger, the boys still have more muscle, stronger bones, they're faster, they're stronger at a really young age.
Do you know why? Because they actually have more testosterone while they're still in the womb than a girl does, than a girl baby. Yeah. So, and a couple of doctors on Fox News, Mark Siegel and Nicole Sapphire, they said, is it ethical or safe to do this? They both agree, no. While both support compassion for gender dysphoric youth, and you should.
That's fine.
You're sounding the alarm about medical risks, ethical red flags, and ideological biases driving these interventions. They explain that athletic advantages for males likely wouldn't be erased by hormone therapy, no matter how early in life the treatments are administered.
There you go.
Siegel pointed out, males have more testosterone than females even in utero, long before puberty begins, affecting development in ways hormone suppression may not reverse. And this is something, this would be a lifelong thing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, how many long-term studies do we have where somebody is taking this hormone-suppressing stuff for a period of, well, like 80 years? You'd have to go by, how old are you going to live? Let's say the average age, let's say 75, 80, and you're starting it on kids that might be as young as four or five?
You're trying to fight something that is there, that is biologic. It's, and you just wonder why these corporations just, I guess you've got a core of somebody in there who just, they're all in on all these agendas because, man, you're not doing your, you're not making the right decision for your company to the public from their view, most likely.
Now, listen, there are children that experience all kinds of hormonal issues,
sure,
that are not normal, and some treatment sometimes is required or very, very helpful.
Right.
But if you want to actually change someone's gender, you're talking about massive quantities of puberty blockers and hormones. It's crazy. And, you know, with enough of that stuff, that'll make you crazy, too. You don't think that sometimes your sanity is also related to your hormonal balance? Yeah, I'd cite examples, but I don't want anybody raging at me.
That's right.
716 on the Bob Rose Show. What's Bugging You is up next. Yep, call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You? Next on 97.3 The Sky. Ah, here we are, another day in paradise, 720 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for What's Bugging You? Call in, get it off your chest, feel better. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And here's our number to call, 877-975-9825. So please call in now. If you don't get through right away, please try back, but we've got some rare skylines open right now as we speak. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. Everybody has ever heard of Munchausen by proxy. You have those parents, typically it's a woman, who poisons her child so that she can get medical attention and attention to her at, like, hospitals. That's obviously evil. Now, the average person, I think, is like, I don't even know what the rate is, but it's very, very rare for somebody to have gender dysphoria. What are the options or, you know, chances of somebody who has three kids that are, one's fluid, one's pansexual, one's trans? This is really about the parents and not about the kids. And that's really what it is. It's a form of Munchausen by proxy. And instead of being evil, society is clapping, and it's ridiculous. That's what's bugging me. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, that's a great point, because at what point in a child's life do you, as a parent, say, up, I can see it now. My boy wants to be a girl. And, yeah, that kind of thing. And it's also, yeah, like you say, it's the latest fad. There are probably neighborhoods with a bunch of lefty weirdos.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, you didn't actually name your child that would identify its gender, did you? Why would you do that?
Right.
Yeah. And so that they say you're bad if you do that because you don't really know, right, how the kid's going to, quote unquote, turn out. But then, just a few years later, they go, oh, yeah, we're getting Johnny's genitalia removed. That's called mutilation. But see, nobody will say that lives in that neighborhood.
Exactly.
877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is I must just be the biggest technological doofus on the planet. So I'm trying to enter the text spring to 20357 to enter into the Rock the Country, and then my phone says failed. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'll try it again. I send it again, and it says failed. So I'm like, that's weird. And then I send it a third time, and it says, you've already entered into this.
Oh, whoops.
It's just funny.
Yeah, I don't know that it always sends you a confirmation, quite
frankly. It's supposed to?
It's supposed to,
but I think sometimes it does. Or it gets lost.
What happens
shuffle.
Is when I plug this thing, that's when it generates a whole bunch of calls to that number.
That's probably true. And it could get a little glitchy maybe at that point. But they are getting in there. We'll confirm that for you.
Well, if it's bugging you, let me just throw this in there right now.
Yeah.
All you have to do is text the word spring to 20357. Make sure you got the number right. 20357. You want to text the word spring to to 20357. You'll be in the running for Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence. We call it Rock the Country, a festival for we the people, coming to Ocala May 9th and 10th. It'll be big time. If you don't win tickets, go to rockthecountry.com and buy them so you don't miss out. 877-975-9825. Call in now. And good morning, Jason. What's bugging you?
I originally moved down here from Ohio to Florida to work for a studio. Our primary client was Disney Marvel, and they had Marvel and Disney movies slated to the end of time, basically. And this DEI thing really kind of wrecked the industry. Most people think it's really happening with the actors, but what most people don't know, they're doing it with the writers and the directors and the producers behind the scenes. So that's why everything they're producing is bad and nobody wants to watch it.
It is interesting how they think pushing an agenda is more important than being profitable, because clearly the vast amount of Americans don't want that DEI woke push in entertainment that is especially targeted toward their children.
Yep.
Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is that DEI is also rampant in our Pentagon. So investigative journalist James Keith launched a video yesterday. There's a Department of Defense branch chief. He's caught on camera, quote, calling Trump illegitimate, vows to resist everything he does, and claims that Pete Hegseth is insanely young and unfit to lead, quote, nobody I know should be the Secretary of Defense. And this guy is on video talking about how he's had secret meetings with active generals, former generals, about how to stop and overthrow the Trump administration. This is flat-out treason, and this is probably why things are going on the way they are in the Pentagon and so much backlash against Pete. Like I said yesterday, we've got to support these people. They're the only ones standing between us and the abyss of wokeism and Marxism and the collapse of our society. Thanks, Bob.
Reminds me of an old cockatiel I used to have. Its name was Coup d'etat. Coup d'etat. You don't like that? Huh?
Well, I've had cockatiels. I was trying to figure that out.
I don't know. I was trying to think of something that I could name. Coup d'etat. And it didn't seem like a dog.
No,
would
not
work
so much.
For.
Now, a cat.
Yeah.
Because they're going to do their own thing. Yeah. They don't care what you think.
They're like, yeah. It's going to be a coup d'etat, whether you realize it or not.
I'm smarter and better than you, human. Mm-hmm. Now get me some food.
Mm. So you're saying you're part cat. Good morning, Jim. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? Oh, my God. Where's the start? You got a couple hours?
No.
I know. Well, you know, the problem is we don't allow our parents, our deep parents of children, enough money. They need to be paid more money than I would say the average person, because if they don't take care of these kids, look how they're turning out. They're not, you know, they're not respected. They're just like thrown into the system. We need to do as a group of people. I'm talking about the world. Protect these kids. Help these kids. Stop these parents from doing these atrocities against them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure in the UK they said no. No, we're not doing this anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Took them a while, but because they were ahead of the curve on all this crazy stuff, which they usually are, and then they realized, oh, wait a minute, this is really not working out so well.
I mean, can you imagine if your kid really, like, didn't like, you know, one of its hands, just hated its hand?
Right.
Would you have it surgically removed?
No, you'd think, that's crazy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. We can leave it right there, I think.
I think so, too.
Thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, the new Trump apparel that's driving the lefties absolutely berserk. I mean, more so than they already are. That's coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Happy, happy Friday. We've made it. It's 7:36. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Those Republicans, they're still trying to ruin democracy?
Still,
what?
That's still an issue?
I guess it is. I'm going to get to that in just a minute. But first, I want to remind you that the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast, you know, like Spotify, the Odyssey app will work just fine. Okay. Apple. Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. The Bob Rose Show podcast. All you have to do is click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of this compelling, awesome, entertaining show. If I do say so myself.
Great description.
If a little short on humility, but other than that, we are perfect.
Absolutely.
Perfect. We didn't want to be perfect because it would be the Tom Brady effect. Some people wouldn't like us just because of it.
Oh, good point.
And while I'm doing what they call house cleaning in radio,
yeah,
I'm going to give out the code word.
Look at you.
Yeah. Am I nice or what?
You are.
This is a chance to win Rock the Country tickets, Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. It's going to be a huge show. May 9th and 10th coming to Ocala. You want to win? Text the word SPRING to 20357. SPRING, S-P-R-I-N-G. Text SPRING to 20357. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Good luck. That's a pretty awesome prize, by the way. Two-day tickets are valued at $139 each. Mm-hmm. GA Plus tickets are $289 each. Tickets are on sale now at rockthecountry.com, but at least, you know, give it a shot to win them. Man, we've given away a bunch of pairs.
Oh, yeah.
Senator Chris Murphy, the Democrat out of Connecticut, claimed Thursday on MSNBC's All In, All in Cahoots,
yeah,
with Karl Marx is what it should be called.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats were in a national fight against Republicans' destruction of democracy.
Oh, man.
You know, some could make the case that if you allow between 8 and 20 million illegals in, that you actually could destroy democracy.
Yeah.
You could affect the vote, the legal vote, the whatever, the integrity of the entire election system, which could lead to the destruction of democracy. Some would say,
yeah,
possible.
Yeah.
We could spend ourselves into such a debt. Now we're at $37 trillion that, I don't know, bankruptcy might also cause the democracy as we know it to have some cracks and fissures in it. According to Murphy, he said this is a national fight and Republicans think they can get away with this thievery, this corruption, this destruction of democracy by hiding.
Wow.
Oh, now, wait a second. When Doge went to work, it was about doing away with thievery and corruption, not getting away with it. Oh. So maybe he's just confused about the wording. It could happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then when they do find the fat, the waste, the fraud, the thievery, the corruption, it would seem that the vast majority of all of this stuff points right back to the Democrats. Interesting.
Well, wasn't that a surprise for them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
So Chris Murphy goes on to say, we have some really important votes coming before the Senate and the House this summer. Republicans are planning to vote on this bill that would throw millions of people off their health care, including lots of them here in North Carolina, in order to fund a tax cut for the billionaire class.
You knew it. It's always, the rich, the rich, the rich. The
people
rich.
Who don't need it.
Wow.
He said Republicans are kind of hoping that in their backyard, their constituents won't hear about the truth because they're refusing to hold town halls. First of all,
what?
You had a president who talked to the media, a total collective of over 4 years would add up to about the same amount that Trump spent in maybe two pressers.
About
conversations,
right.
Yeah. But you think the Republicans are running and hiding and they refuse to hold town halls? I don't know what Republican wouldn't love to have a town hall, and especially if a Democrat comes in and wants to oppose them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that'd be all over it.
If you can't shred them, then you probably shouldn't be in that position.
Absolutely.
Because the Democrats run out of gas really quick when they're questioned on things. you know, the mutilation of children.
Borders that are wide open.
Going well out of their way, taking taxpayer money to fly to a country to protect a gang member who is in our nation illegally. That takes precedence and priority over a whole host of other things that I would think most Americans would agree are far, far more important.
It's a big lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we only need to convince three or four Republicans in the House and the Senate to vote no against these cuts to save a lot of lives.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. If you give tax cuts, mm-hmm. it's going to kill people. Remember, the people on the lowest end of the totem pole aren't paying anything in taxes. In fact, some of them actually get a tax credit. Does he understand that? And does he understand the wealthiest people pay the vast majority of all the taxes? Like the top 5% pay 70% of all the taxes. So, oh, I get it. They should pay more. 75%, 80%. You know what? Rich people should pay for all of it. And I'm certainly not rich. So, yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, anyway, they don't have anything new and fresh. Tax cuts for the rich. Mm-hmm. I never heard that before. Wow. They really come up with some snip-snappy phrases.
Oh, man. Original ideas.
Tax cuts for the rich.
Spoken usually by the rich.
Oh, are you picking on our favorite socialist, Bernie Sanders?
There's so many.
Yeah. He used to pick on millionaires.
Yeah.
And then somebody pointed out to him, Bernie, I'm not your accountant, but just perused kind of your net worth, and you're worth several $1 million, even though you never made more than $250,000 a year as a senator. Just to do the math there for you, pal, you are a millionaire.
Well, the billionaires are bad.
Well, thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
It's the billionaires, clearly, that are the evil ones.
It's amazing. I know. It's crazy. These people are crazy.
Oh, the story I teased and said I'd get to.
Yeah.
This is the piece of apparel that is driving the lefties bonkers. Trump 2028 hats, baby. Trump 2028 hats.
He loves poking the bear.
Why not?
Oh, yeah.
He's teased about it before, a third term. Why not just get in on it and have some fun with it and, you know, put those lefties in a rage?
And that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah.
Now, we'll never take action like, you know, scratching your car, burning it down, or burning down dealerships because, we don't operate that way.
No.
But wearing a little hat that we know is going to rub your rhubarb the wrong way, that we just may do.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Because we get it. They just don't get it.
Well, think about it. A group of people that are very easy to annoy.
Yeah.
They're easily offended. They're miserable people that have no sense of humor.
True.
So, of course, they don't get it.
Yeah.
They're idiots.
Yeah.
And they're miserable.
Yeah.
And they suck.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the weekend is here as well. Enjoy. We got plenty to talk about next on 97.3 The Sky. Well, good morning and happy Friday. It is another day in paradise. It's going to be absolutely awesome and plenty warm, too. So make sure you stay hydrated, be prepared for that kind of thing, especially if you're fortunate enough to be engaging in any sort of outdoor activities. Motorcycle Festival in Leesburg is going on today and all weekend, and that'll increase traffic in and around that entire area. And, so please look twice. Could save a life. It'd be very much appreciated there.
Well, tomorrow's a busy day anyway. It's Saturday. And then on top of that, you throw in all the events that are going on. People are going to be all over the place tomorrow.
Yeah, they really are. It's one of those things. Okay, but you know, Easter's done, but hey, Mother's Day's still coming up. What can we squeeze in between? Yeah. Is how some of this stuff goes down. Hey, really switching gears on this one, but well, it was on this day, April 25th, 1945
Okay,
that President Harry S. Truman learns the full details of what was known as the Manhattan Project.
Oh,
that's where scientists were trying to create the first atomic bomb. This info was thrust upon Truman, a momentous decision whether or not to use the world's first weapon of mass destruction.
We got to think about that perspective. We talk about them like they're commonplace now, even though we haven't used one in forever. Think how shockingly disastrous you're realizing what that thing could do at the time.
Well, it's absolutely an awful decision to have to make. You know, you are laying waste to a mostly 99% probably civilian population.
Yeah.
And the only thing that you can do to kind of rationalize that is to say, well, if we don't end the war with this kind of huge, large-scale, immediate strike, how many people will end up dying as a result? Mm-hmm. On both sides.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're more concerned about your people.
Sure.
But what an awful decision to have to make. It rests upon you and you alone. And, yeah, I think even back then, an intelligent person would still have, they would still be able to, I mean, an intelligent person would clearly be able to calculate the kind of death and destruction it could mean. Wow. America's secret development of the atomic bomb began in 1939 with Franklin Roosevelt, President Roosevelt's support. The project was so secret that FDR did not even inform his fourth-term Vice President Truman that it existed.
Wow.
In fact, Truman's 1943 senatorial investigations into war production expenditures led him to ask questions about a suspicious plant in Minneapolis, which was secretly connected with the Manhattan Project. Truman received a stern phone call from FDR Secretary of War, Harry Stimson, saying, don't inquire any further on that particular subject. Can you imagine if you're receiving that?
Wow.
I'm the vice president.
Mm-hmm.
If should anything happen to FDR, who was not in great shape, you know, I am stepping in. And Roosevelt did die April 12, 1945. Truman was immediately sworn in soon after, informed by Stimson of the new and terrible weapon being developed by physicists in New Mexico. In his diary that night, Truman noted that he had been informed that the U.S. was perfecting an explosive great enough to destroy the whole world.
Wow.
Yep.
How shocking that had to be.
Yeah. So he first really learns about the full details of the Manhattan Project on this day in 1945. Hopefully, the level of destruction, you know, we got to make sure that it doesn't slip into the past. Because then younger people maybe won't realize the devastating impact. And apparently, the nukes they used back then on Nagasaki and Hiroshima were about equivalent to like a firecracker.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You know?
Yeah, compared to now,
I mean, apparently, yeah. So, hopefully, we will never see another one.
And do we want some of these little Middle Eastern crazy people having this power?
Iran?
Yeah.
Iran.
That's kind of what I was thinking about.
Yeah. And then what's the decision to be made there?
Uh-huh.
To prevent that from happening?
Yep.
You can't see the future, but you can't wait for a mushroom cloud either.
No.
As my grandfather Ulysses used to say. Okay, I'm making that up. Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I'll give you the code word next to win Rock the Country tickets. 97.3 The Sky.